102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today we are shining the light on I See Helping Hands. Please welcome CEO Trina Richardson. Hello, Ms. Trina.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. And please welcome partner and administrator Onisha Oliver. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. How are you, Sterling?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Good. Thank you both for being here. All right. I See Helping Hands. Let's make sure our KBLX audience first and foremost knows exactly what you all do, how they can take full advantage, and of course, how they can help you. So what is I See Helping Hands?
We're a nonprofit organization that serves intellectual, developmentally disabled adults.
Okay.
So it's a residential program, and it's based in the Bay Area. We are looking to open our house the beginning of 2019.
Okay. And what is this house going to look like? How do you serve your community?
Well, we serve them because we are purpose-driven. So purpose-driven, what I believe is that everybody is born with a purpose. Mm. We're all born with a purpose. And that sometimes we overlook the ones who are disabled, and we don't try to find their purpose. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to help them find their purpose. That's what's important. And that we integrate them back into the community using their purpose with integrity. A lot of times we've worked in these houses and we see that they go to a day program and they come back and sit on the couch. Mm. And the staff is doing everything. We don't like that idea.
You want your clients to get engaged.
We want our clients to get engaged. They can learn how to cook, and we never know what their talent is. And the thing about it, I've once heard that a genius talent sometimes is not seen.
Mm.
And mm-hmm. sometimes we have to figure out what's their talent.
Okay.
And that's our job. We love that.
Right. So the people that we're serving would be the intellectually disabled community.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people who suffer from mental disabilities, physical disabilities, sometimes both.
Okay.
And the idea is to bring them into our residential care facility and teach them. So it's a teach model type setting, where the individual will learn how to cook, how to take care of themselves, how to perform their hygiene. Some of them will even be able to go out and work in the community. Mm-hmm. So we'll have it set up to where we'll be showing them how to go out into community and find their purpose. So that's the idea of our program.
So in the residence itself, you're working on opening up in 2019. And how do your clients find you, or how do you find them? Are you going to have like an outreach type of program, or you have ties or partnerships where you get you're associated?
Right. So we're going through community care licensing. Of course, we'll get our license to operate the facility. But usually we will go through the regional center who provides us with clients. And then we'll have some private sectors where the private owners or private families mm-hmm. will be able to come through and place their loved ones in the house too.
And the residential home, are you hoping to have them stay there long term and that'll be kind of the end all be all, or are you helping to kind of graduate them out into their own homes?
Graduate them out into their own homes. Mm-hmm. As Onisha said, it's a teaching type of thing that we'll be doing. We'll be teaching them, even though we love for them to stay,
right. mm-hmm.
but our purpose is to teach, model, train for them to go out and model it in the community themselves.
So our idea is to pair up with what they call independent living. And it's so they will go from a residential facility, which will be our facility, into a independent living environment. And usually they have like one bedroom apartments where a care provider just comes in and assists them throughout the day. You know, they get up, they get themselves together, they cook their breakfast or make them their breakfast and go to work, come home, make dinner. But there's someone that'll come in and assist them. But our ultimate goal is to get them to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what we're working on.
Now, what made you all want to start this in the first place? What are some of your backgrounds? You guys are smiling and giggling and your eyes got all bright looking and laughing at each other.
I started doing this when I was 18.
Mm.
That was a long, long time ago. I'm still cute though.
Yes, you are.
But so I worked for a home out of Marin County where, you know, we took care of individuals who were disabled. And that's where I met Trina. And we call ourselves sisters because we feel like God brought us together. So we became sisters. And back then, we would discuss how we were going to open up a residential facility that was purpose-driven because we were... We felt like we were babysitting when we worked there. So, and it was really funny because there were all type of residents there with different personalities. I had my favorite resident, and I used to take her everywhere I went and teach her everything that I know. And when I first got there, she couldn't really say anything. But, you know, by the time I left, she was haying and hooing all over the place, you know.
So, yes, she was. And I been in... working in that community off and on throughout the years, but I grew up with a cousin who was intellectually disabled. She was like all of our favorite cousins. She was always smiling, always laughing. Every time I seen her, she would make me smile. Mm-hmm. No matter what mood I was in, she would make me smile. Mm-hmm. And she passed a few years ago. And I still think about her all the time. And I wanted to dedicate something to her. So our first house will be named after her. So it will be the Rose House.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. And where are you hoping to open it? You said the Bay Area, but any particular city or county?
We letting the Lord lead us in that direction because we were thinking of Rancho Cordova in Sacramento. That's where we house our veterans. We house clean and sober homeless veterans in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And we also house just homeless men who are clean and sober in that house. And we were thinking about using that property and moving our veterans a little closer to Mather Air Force Base, which they're about a half a mile from there now. Mm-hmm. Something told us, no, this is our community here. This is where we live. It's a little harder for us to buy property here. Mm-hmm. The Lord will make a way. Mm-hmm. All we need to do is do what we do, and that's fund for our what we believe in. Mm-hmm. And we believe in this. We're funding for it. We've had our first annual dinner fashion show a few months back. Mm-hmm. So the next one will be in April 2019.
Okay.
And we have a lot of things coming up. We have the gong show coming up.
That's going to be fun.
Old school gong show. You remember old school gong show with Sandman?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's going to be coming up in the next couple of months. So we're looking for people who want to show their talent or want to get gonged.
Mm-hmm.
So we would like for people to get in touch with us. Let us know what you would like to do. We're also looking for volunteers for our fundraising projects.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for somebody who's fun, energetic, lots of spunk, because all the things that we will be doing, the fundraising throughout the year, will be something fun.
Okay.
Something energetic, trying to get people to smile and interact with each other, because we're doing less of that now with these phones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we want to bring people together. We want the communities, all the communities, to be aware of the IDD.
Communities. Yeah.
They're everywhere. It's not just in one community. They're in all communities, and we all need to join together. So our fundraising will be in different communities, not just Oakland, maybe El Cerrito, Berkeley, San Leandro, just to show that we all have to get involved with this. This is a people thing, not just a us thing.
Intellectually developmentally disabled.
Right.
And this is a more kind of PC loving and inclusive way to
exactly of
addressing a community of people.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And these are people with autism, Down syndrome, fetal alcohol syndrome, different disabilities. You know, we had to come up with a better way to address them. You know, years and years ago, they would call them mentally retarded or
slow,
but we don't use those terms because they're very harsh, you know. So the IDD community, we want them to know, hey, you're important too, you know. And I wanted to get back to this fundraising committee thing, because what keeps a nonprofit organization thriving is our community. And because we are a 501c3, we need the help of the community. You know, fundraising is huge and it's hard, you know. So putting on these fashion shows and dinners and galas and gong shows, you know, we need the support of the community to come in and help us, because, you know, we're starting from the ground up.
Sure.
So we're, you know, opening it up for everybody to join in and support us, you know. And also, you know, how we keep thriving and how the 501c3 nonprofit organizations thrive and we get better is through the help of the community, through donations, through sponsors. So, I mean, if you are an organization and you want to donate, please, we're open to accepting mm-hmm. all the help we can get. You can go to ichelpinghands.net and there's a donate button there. Click on that donate button and it'll go right to our funding accounts, you know. All of the funds that are donated to our company, we use for the IDD community.
Okay, and if there's anybody listening who has a property or perhaps wants to share a property where they might want to help open up the first Rose House for ICC Helping Hands, please make sure you check out the links below here at KBLX Cares, KBLX.com on our community page, or check out the website ICHelpingHands.net. Phone number, well, is 510-343-5004, and you also have a toll-free phone number.
Yep.
844-9-IC-HELP, and that's I, the letter C, help. 844-9-IC-HELP. I'm Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. We're talking with Trina Richardson, CEO, and Onisha Oliver, partner administrator for IC Helping Hands. Their dream is to offer effective full-time residential care with a direct care staff, on-call nursing staff for any necessary medical care need for their clients who are of the IDD community. And I'm going to get this right, intellectually developmentally disabled.
Intellectually developmentally disabled adults. So we are housing a level three home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for the IDD community. It will be great.
And again, purpose-driven, as you mentioned, where you are going to teach folks how to not just survive, but to live and thrive.
To live and thrive. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we will be feeding the homeless soon. Her name is Cindy Carter, and she has a mobile truck. And we're going to be partnering up with her, and we're going to be feeding the homeless in West Oakland. So we try to give back as we're trying to collect mm-hmm. at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get our name out there. We want to help. We want people to come and work with us and help us. So we're looking for all and any partners in this venture to try to help get our communities back in order.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so the phone number again is 510-343-5004 or toll-free 844-9-IC-HELP. The website, ichelpinghands.net, and I'm assuming you're available through all the interwebs and the Twitters and
yes,
the Instagrammies and Twitter, the Facebookies.
Instagram, Facebook. Follow us. We would love to have you.
Okay, IC Helping Hands. Trina Richardson and Onisha Oliver, blessings, ladies. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Sterling.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. This is KBLX Cares. I'm Sterling James. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com. And thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this story to our attention today. KBLX Cares.